Just a side note, why do I use Namaste Namaha? Is to honor you, greet you, I see you, and honor everything that is above, beyond, below, and around us. It's a form of gratitude that I can share with you any wisdom or any experiences that may speak to you, resonate to you or not. Today, I'd like to speak to you about vibration, quantum field, resonance, frequency. Some of you maybe have read the book, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And I remember when it came out many years ago, that when I read it, so how does this work? This whole, like, this myth about the law of attraction. And it did not give me really a recipe in this book. And I realized that many times we do the mistake if we believe in the law of attraction, that we do not feel that specific vibration yet where we want to be. And we come from a place of wanting and needing. But once you come out of the place, out of this place, wanting and needing, this is exactly what you actually express out to the universe, that you are lacking exactly that specific thing or scenario or situation you would like to invite in your life. You're lacking it. So what's the key? I thought about this like a couple of days ago, and it starts really from within. So what does this really mean, from within? What you think, the thought has a specific frequency. It emits a specific vibration. You think something from the past. I give you an example. And this, what happened in the past, has given you the feeling of loss, of abandonment maybe, and grief. Now, grief on the scale of emotions measured in hertz is on the lowest hertz frequency. And when you emit exactly this frequency, this vibration out to the universe, you will most likely attract exactly lower vibrational people, scenarios, and situations and experiences. That is the law of attraction. Which means if you come from a place of grief and you have not dealt with exactly that emotion, with the trauma that you have experienced in the past, and you have not neutralized and cleared out that specific emotions, which means you still will get triggered in your daily life, unconsciously, not knowing why you suddenly feel anger and these lower vibrational emotions, and you feel them, you don't know where it comes from. It's because you haven't dealt with that specific grief. Hence, we will attract human beings in form of relationships, if these are friends, if these are loved ones, that will exactly trigger that emotion again and again. And this can create drama in life. This can create unnecessary suffering on a daily basis because we're emitting exactly this lower frequency vibration. So now how do you overcome that? You have to go inside of that emotion, figure out how to heal it and deal with it and sit within it. Hence the term, you need to look within and work with it. How do we do this? There are many different means. Meditation. Now, if you cannot sit still for 2 to 5 minutes, fair enough. We all started that way. Movement. Movement allows us to move the energy, to calm our senses, to come to a state of where the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in, and we just want to sit down and then you have to focus to start a meditation practice. And even if it's only 2 minutes, then 5 minutes, then later it will be 10, 15, 20, and 30 minutes. So you are in that process of healing yourself. That emotion of grief, dealing with it, becoming aware and conscious of triggers that happen on a daily basis, being able to control your own frequency by controlling your own thoughts, becoming aware of your emotions and pivot, which means when you suddenly get triggered in your daily life and you can feel this anger coming up, this grief coming up, you can pivot. Because if you can quickly change that resonance at that very moment, you are able to understand where this trigger comes from because you're in the process of healing it, and you're able to shift into a different vibration that emits a different frequency in the universe so you can attract that what you want to see in your life. But you need to feel this love within yourself if you want to attract a loving, unconditional partner. An unconditional loving partner, sorry. You need to feel that vibration of abundance. You already need to feel it. And that's a key ingredient that is not very clear in all of these self-help books. The key ingredient is it starts within. Being able to control this, the mind. And why am I such an advocate of self-care? Because it's all about self-care. Healing yourself, the emotions, the traumas, the movement, the meditation, the grounding in nature. It's self-care. Taking yourself time to nourish, to nurture what you need as a human being. To be able to give to other human beings and to be able to emit a specific vibration and frequency out in the universe to co-create your life and manifest what you want to see more in your life. I hope this makes sense. I see you. I thank you. And I hope this will help you on a daily basis to understand how this whole mystical experience of secrets really works. Have a nice day.